This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Maria Elena Ramos Luna. Date of birth, October the 24th, 1970. Case ID number is 7047124. Date of exam, April the 9th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Marisa C. Inigo, MD, dated 10/18/2022. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old separated female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy, and anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2023, where she worked as a provider for 5 years. During the time that she worked 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her children and daughter and grandchildren at this time, which are four. She is separated, but the husband does help occasionally with paying the bills, and she is presently not on disability. The claimant states that she has not really worked very much. She was a housekeeper in a hotel for approximately 3 years, besides being a provider. Allegations number one, decreased vision. Number two, diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy. And number three, anxiety. History of allegations number one, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2022, she started to have problems with decreased vision. The claimant states that she is nearsighted and suffers also from diabetes mellitus, but she denies any problems with glaucoma or hypertension. She states she has problems with both eyes and does not wear glasses at this time, but has been told that she needs bifocals. She states her night vision as well as her peripheral vision is poor. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Corrected was not performed. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. The claimant claims to have poor vision. However, her visual exam is normal. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2020 she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does have numbness of her fingers. She checks her blood glucose 2 times today and states that it usually comes out between 100 to 340 mg/dL. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was. She is presently taking metformin hydrochloride, 1,000 milligrams BID, and Lantus 25 units sub-Q QAM, along with pioglitazone hydrochloride, 30 milligrams QD. It's difficult to evaluate whether she is controlled or not, secondary to not having enough data, but she is taking her medications and she has been told that her blood glucose levels are normal. Allegation number three, anxiety. The claimant states that in 2023, her husband started cheating on her and she went through a separation, which has occurred twice. She's suffering from anxiety because of this episodes that's occurring in her marriage at this time. She suffers from sadness, crying spells, violent acts, insomnia, decreased appetite, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, anger, and apathy. She does take a bath every day and brush her teeth. The claimant was cooperative, pleasant, and appeared to be somewhat content. She states that although she's having difficulties in her marriage, she has 4 grandchildren, and her children come to visit her, and she's close to them. She was cooperative and had good eye contact with me. The claimant was oriented times 4, and her speech rate was within normal limits, as well as the speech clarity, tone, and articulation. Her memory was intact, and her thought processes were normal. She denies any hallucinations, but has had thoughts of suicide in the past, but no suicidal attempts. She is going through a depression, but states that she's been able to cope with it secondary to her family support. Her husband did come back to her, but then apparently they were fighting and he left again and started cheating on her again. They've been married for approximately 26 years and apparently have had multiple separations in the past. She is presently on hydroxyzine pamelate, 25 milligrams QHS. She denies any history of substance abuse and is presently not working. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 1 hour, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. Family history: the father died at the age of 75 from a myocardial infarction. The mother died at the age of 74 from renal failure secondary to diabetic complications. Medications: gabapentin, 300 milligrams BID, rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams QD, pioglitazone, hydrochloride, 30 milligrams QD, metformin, hydrochloride, 1,000 milligrams BID, omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD, Lantus, 25 units sub-Q QAM, and hydroxyzine pamelate, 25 milligrams QHS. Medical problems: hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2, anxiety, decreased vision as per claimant, hypercholesterolemia, diabetic polyneuropathy, major surgeries, cholecystectomy, and C-section times 4. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 112 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 2.5 inches tall, BP 124 over 76 mmHg, heart rate, 95 beats per minute, respiration, 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation, 98%, BMI, 20.5. General: this is a 53-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to the last page after neurological? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. Mild degenerative changes noted. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is mild evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of mild degenerative changes that are seen with small osteophytes in her lumbar sacral back area. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to some mild anxiety, secondary to marital problems. Probable diagnoses. Number one, decreased vision, -normal Snellen vision, no normal physical exam. Number two, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, being treated at this time. She has been told that she is well controlled with her medical regimen at this time and appears to be doing fairly well. Number three, anxiety. Being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable with family support. The claimant is going through some marital problems at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Elena Ramos Luna.